News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. He's a former school janitor, and he had a child porn habit. 61-year-old Richard Buell of Phelps was arrested in Vilas County yesterday. He's facing 78 counts of possession of child porn. He was a former employee at the Phelps School District. Administrators tipped off police that someone on the staff had been accessing porn from school computers. That incident happened back in February. District officials say Buell had not worked there since last winter, but the investigation is ongoing. He faces 25 years on each count if he's convicted. The White House says the time is not right yet to cut off foreign aid to Egypt.
The violence in Egypt has aroused the concern of the U.S. and other governments, according to Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
Because of their refusal, or in this case failure, at least, to respect the basic human rights of their people.
But the administration is not ready to express that disappointment by cutting off U.S. aid. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki says at this point that remains only an option.
We are reviewing places where adjustments need to be made, and we will make those as needed.
The administration is facing growing pressure from Congress and the public to cut aid to Egypt. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Wausau area Congressman Sean Duffy says he would like nothing more than to see Obamacare defunded, but he says a government shutdown strategy that some Republicans are talking about for next month will not work.
I'm all in for that, and I'm going to continue that fight. But if we shut the government down, I think you can't have 280 Republicans hold the line. I don't think the president is going to join us in its repeal.
Duffy was speaking in front of the Wausau Chamber of Commerce. Some tense moments last night for passengers and crew on an AirTran flight that had to make an unscheduled landing in Memphis. A passenger tried to open an emergency exit. The plane was headed from Baltimore to Austin, Texas when the incident occurred. No one on board was hurt. 43% of school kids in Wisconsin qualify for reduced or free school lunch. U.S. Agriculture and Nutrition Department expert Patrick Gasper says that they make these figures public because there are always some families that qualify that don't get these benefits.
And that's something, you know, partly why we want the people to know about this is so that they can access these programs that they're eligible for.
For a family of four, you can earn up to $30,600 a year and still qualify for a school lunch discount. Your boss may no longer be able to ask for your Facebook password or for other social media information as part of a privacy bill that's making its way through the state legislature. We have more on that story from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
A Wisconsin Senate committee will discuss making it illegal for employers to ask employees and applicants for social media passwords. That bill, if passed, would protect people's Facebook, Twitter, and other personal accounts from being accessed by employers. An assembly committee has already passed the bill, and it's likely the full legislature could take action as early as September. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
The Weston Village Board last night approved a dangerous animal ordinance. It uses the same language as Wausau's, which passed earlier the year. The two communities want to share the same animal control laws so they can share an enforcement cost. The ordinance bans dogs or other animals that are trained to fight or try to bite people or attack other animals without being provoked. There's a happy ending to a Burnett County man with Alzheimer's who'd been missing since Saturday. Ronnie Sicard, a 78-year-old from the town of Jackson, was found yesterday, and he was taken to a nearby hospital in good condition. Several crews have been looking for him. He was reported missing Saturday from the Countryside Acres Assisted Living Center. Now our News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. Here's meteorologist Mark Holley.
Partly cloudy, warm and muggy today with a high of 87. Tonight, down to 65, so a muggy start to your Wednesday morning. Tomorrow, high of 90, heat index values in the low 90s, and a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon to early evening. A few could be strong, severe. We'll be watching it closely. Thursday, though, we lose the summer-like heat and humidity. High of 82, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon. Friday looks great with a high of 80. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. I'm meteorologist Mark Hyland, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We have partly cloudy skies around central Wisconsin. A nice full moon to start the early morning hours. It is muggy already, though. Hour-by-hour temperatures and the real-time weather radar, 24/7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.